The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 41, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Hatkikari, recorded on January 9th, 2008, in Taveuni, Fiji.
So, we are very happy to be with you all here tonight, in Taveuni. Tonight we are going to discuss the most wonderful, amazing topic that has ever been discussed in the history of existence. This topic is called Srimad Bhagavad Gita. There are so many subject matters that are discussed in this world, here, there, and everywhere, but none of them compare to Bhagavad Gita. When one discusses Bhagavad Gita with an open heart and open mind, because they are the direct words of God Himself, one can experience the supreme pleasure, the supreme happiness, the supreme peace, and the supreme knowledge all at once. What more can you ask for? So tonight, we will study from Bhagavad Gita, as it is, translated and purported by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astatarasadashishiman A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of a wonderful movement called ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the most wonderful movement. ISKCON, of which we are members. So we will read from chapter 2, text number 41. To invoke auspiciousness, we will first chant this mantra. You repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vyavisayatmika Buddhirekeha Guru Nandana Bahu shaka hyanantascha buddhiyo vayasayanam. Translation and purport. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. A strong faith in Krishna consciousness, that one should be elevated to the highest perfection of life, is called Ravyasayatmika intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Shadha Shabdevishvasa Kahe Sudhrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Haya. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world, with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane. They are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life this state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. The resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. By which one comes to know perfectly that Vasudeva or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As water on the root of a tree is automatically distributed to the leaves and branches, in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity, etc. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, best practiced under the guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. So actually Prabhupada is talking here about a personal relationship. The spiritual master specifically knows the individual disciple and he gives him specific instructions suitable to his specific personality and nature. As such, to be well versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers for the spiritual master as follows. Yashya prasadam bhagavat prasado yashya prasadanagati kutopi dhayam stuvam stasya yashastri sanyam Ande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes satisfied. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. The whole process, however, depends on perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body, not theoretically, but practically. When there is no longer chance for sense gratification, manifested in fruitive activities. One who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of fruitive acts. Mandei hum Shri Guru Shri Jata Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Saji Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Tamsha. So, if you want actual happiness, then kindly, carefully heed these words of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Lord Sri Krishna. Because herein lies the formula how to achieve perfect happiness, perfect peace, perfect knowledge, everything perfect in one's life. Krishna is describing here two different types of persons. Those who are on this path of Krishna consciousness and those who are not on this path of Krishna consciousness. Those who are on this path have one-pointed consciousness. They are simply acting at every minute. Their every thought, their every word, and their every deed in all times, all places, and all circumstances for the pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna and the pleasure of the spiritual master. Those who are not in this pathway, their minds are dancing like dogs, jumping here, jumping there. It's like a dog. You see him on the street. He's looking here, smelling this, chewing on that, running here, running there, trying to find some satisfaction. You see. So, one may ask, well, how is it that somebody could just be happy by Krishna consciousness and nothing but Krishna consciousness? Wouldn't it get boring after a while? Most people would think, yes, it must be very boring. I mean, you're going Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. 2 hours every day? For the last 30 years, you must be really bored. You see? Then can't you at least change the mantra once every week? You know, people couldn't imagine how you go on chanting Hare Krishna for 30 years, hours a day, how you can do the same thing again and again and again. It's incomprehensible to them how we could go on. They think we're just crazy, brainwashed zombies to go on saying this mantra again and again. I've been chanting it since 1971. 16 rounds a day at least every day since 1971. That's 37 years. You know? How is it that we can go on day after day, week after week, month after month, chanting, same exact mantra? How is that? Are we stupid? Are we crazy? Or what? Or have we found something very, very special and sublime that nobody else understands? What is it? No, we have actually discovered by the grace of His Divine Grace, the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we have discovered the rarest gem, the greatest treasure, the most valuable thing that exists in all of existence. It is confirmed in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. Have you heard of the Kali Santarana Upanishad? You boys there in the back, have you heard of the Kali Santarana Upanishad? No? You haven't heard of it? Well, I'll tell you about it then. It is an ancient book of wisdom. And it is a part of a group of works known as the Vedas. So in this Kali Santarana Upanishad, it is stated that there is no means of elevating the consciousness, of raising your happiness to the perfectional stage, you see. There is no greater means of elevating your consciousness than chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's why we chant this. We do not chant Hare Krishna because we're Hare Krishna people and we just got somehow sucked into this cult and therefore we chant Hare Krishna. That's not what we chant. And we can chant anything we want. We're a free thinking people. But we have chosen to chant Hare Krishna because according to the most authoritative texts on the science of self-realization, the most authoritative texts have conclusively decided, or conclusively explained, I mean to say, that there is no greater means of elevating the consciousness than this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you have the most effective means, why you should take some less effective means? Just like I understand, I just learned tonight, the most effective means of transportation in Tavi Uni is a four-wheel drive pickup truck. Most, of course, maybe a helicopter if you had somewhere to land it. In terms of the ground, four-wheel drive pickup truck is most effective means. So why should take some less effective means? You see? Whatever is the most effective means of transportation, that I should take. So in the same way, whatever is the most effective means of elevating my consciousness beyond this material existence, that I should take. Doesn't matter what it is. But whatever is the most effective means of elevating my consciousness, that I should take. So it has been conclusively decided by the great authorities that there is no more effective means of elevating the consciousness than chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the most powerful, most effective means. So what happens when you elevate your consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna? Do you know what happens? Do you go to sleep? No, you don't go to sleep. You wake up to an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. Right now you are stuck in a material body. Is your body getting any younger? Does anybody in this room have a body which is getting younger every day? Does anybody have a body that's getting younger? Or is your body getting older? And what does older mean? It means one step closer to, I hate to say it, but I've got to tell the truth, death. One step closer to death. Who would like to die? Any volunteers who would like to die right now? Anybody want to come forward and we'll kill you? No, nobody wants to die. So do you think it's a nice thing that you're being forced to die at every minute, one step closer to death? Somebody said, okay, now I'm going to send you on this journey. And at the end of the journey, you die. Now you have to get on, you start walking right now. One step, two steps, three steps, four steps. And you get to the end of the journey, death. Would you like to take that journey? Okay, start walking. At each step, closer to death. Would you like to take that journey? Well, you're on it right now. By the material nature, being dragged to death at every step. Did you know that? You're being dragged to death right now. So is that a very nice thing? No, it's horrible. So what can we do about it? Is there any way out of this death sentence? We have been sentenced to die by the material nature. Is there any way we can get out of this death sentence? You see, we're just like convicted killers on death row in the federal penitentiary, awaiting our execution. Is there any way out? Yes, there is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you throw off, first, one thing is you throw off the reactions this brings you to the point of surrendering to Krishna, which frees you from all the reactions of your sinful activities for millions of lifetimes. All of that pop is relieved, and even more importantly, by chanting Hare Krishna, you revive your original eternal identity as a servant of Krishna. This is called Svarup Siddhi. You actually realize your eternal identity in the pastimes of God, the Supreme Person. Do you think you were always living here in this material world? You've always been here in Tabiuni or in Fiji? Or do you think that that's your eternal identity? If you do, then think again. Because actually you're simply passing through this body right now. This is not you. You're not a boy. You're not a girl. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're not Fijian. You're not Indian. You're not American or Australian or any of these things. You're an eternal spiritual being in quality, one with God. That's who you actually are. And as that eternal spiritual being, you have a relationship with God. You are not God. You are the servant of God. So this is the actual position of someone who chants Hare Krishna. He revives this consciousness of his actual eternal identity as a servant of Krishna. And what is the result? He becomes completely happy. He becomes completely free from anxiety. Would you like to become free from anxiety? Yes or no? Yes? Someone says yes? I just started hearing. Nobody said yes? Did anybody say yes? Let's do it this way. If you want to be happy, raise your hand. Okay. If you want to be miserable, raise your hand. There's one back there. No? If you want to be miserable, who wanted to be miserable? Nobody? If you're undecided, raise your hand. Well, according to the poll now, everybody in the room wants to be happy. So I have come all the way from Australia, and before that I was in Malaysia and in India, the Middle East and Europe and America. I'm constantly traveling all over the world with my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, seated here. We are traveling all over the world to spread this knowledge to people that you can become unlimitedly happy if you will chant what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, some of you may be new to this chanting, I don't know. But I want all of you to repeat after me, one word at a time. Hare,
Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare,
Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
Hare,
Hare. That was pretty good. Some of you are still too shy to chant, but now on the second go around, you can. Those who were too shy to try in the first time, you can join us now. This time we're going to do two words at a time. What I'm doing is teaching you the mantra so you'll have it memorized by the time you go home tonight. Now we'll do it two words at a time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Okay, now we'll do four words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we'll do eight words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we'll do all 16 words. And this way you have the whole mantra down, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So now my request to each and every one of you in this room, I don't care if you're a little boy or a little girl or an old man or an old woman or somewhere in between, I want every one of you to chant these names every day. Every day, set aside a few minutes in the early morning to chant this, to sit peacefully and pray to God by chanting these names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And if you do so, I guarantee you, you'll have the most wonderful, blissful day you ever had in your whole life, and every day it will get better than the previous one. If you will chant every day, then every day will become, wow, what an amazing day I had. At the end of the day you go, wow, this must be Krishna's mercy. I had the most wonderful, exciting day of my entire life. And the next day you again you'll chant, you'll say, that's amazing because yesterday was the most exciting, wonderful day I ever had, but now today was even better. And then the next day if you do it again, you go, this is really amazing. The first day was the best I ever had, and the second day was even better, which I couldn't believe, but it was true. And now the third day even defeats the second day, you see. So in this way, if every day you will chant these names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, you'll become the happiest person in the whole universe. Nobody will have happiness. You'll have the biggest smile in all of Tapi Yuni, you see. You'll have a huge smile and people will go, what came over you? You used to be so morose, but now you're so bright-faced. You're like a sun god walking down the road, just shining your smile on everyone. How is it you've been so transformed? And you can tell them, I get up every morning and I chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And I'm a changed person. I used to be so angry and mean and selfish, and now I'm just full of love and I'm so happy, you see, because I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So who in their right mind would not want to chant Hare Krishna every day, you see? Only someone who doesn't understand what's going on, you see. There's three kinds of people in this world. Maybe you've heard about this. There's those who make things happen, you see. Those are the great reformers, like Prabhupada, you see. They make things happen. And those, there are people who watch things what happen. They're called the historian, you see. They sit around and watch history and they write books about it. And there's another group. Instead of making things happen or watching things happen, they say, what happened? They can't understand what's going on, you see. So most of the people in this world, they're in the third category. They don't know what's going on. A few people have some kind of a grasp of what's happening, but then there's a very, very, very rare number who are actually working to bring about a spiritual revolution on this planet. And those are called the Hare Krishna people, you see. They are working to bring about a spiritual revolution on this planet so that everybody can become happy and peaceful, and that all the war and the terrorism and the crime can come to an end. People can live happily and healthily in total satisfaction of mind in this world, and then at the time of leaving this body, go back to home, back to Godhead. So we hope you all will take very seriously these instructions we have given you tonight. If you do so, I guarantee your life will become inconceivably sublime. Absolutely guaranteed. And if it doesn't, I will give you $10,000 US dollars. $10,000 US cash. So can you lose? Your life will become either inconceivably sublime. How many Fijian dollars? 20,000 Fijian? Something. Of course, the US dollar is going down a little bit. That's a lot of money. 20,000 Fijian dollars, you see. You'll either become $20,000 richer or you become even more wealthy by becoming Krishna conscious. That's the supreme wealth, to become Krishna conscious. So you all listen very nicely. Now we can switch and I will listen to you if you have a question, you see. You have heard me. Now, if you have some question, I will hear your question. You can ask me a question. Don't all ask at once, you know. They say the stupid question is the one that you didn't ask, you see. I'm sure many of you have questions, but you're shy to ask, thinking it might be a stupid question. But believe me, any question you ask, I will appreciate it very much. I really will appreciate it. So don't be shy. Go ahead and ask your question that you have in your mind right now. Well, you're a tough crowd. All right.
What happens to us when we die?
What happens to you?
What happens to us when we die?
Oh, when you die. Yes. At the time of death, you see, you're not your body. You are called Atma. You're the spirit soul, which is a tiny particle, 1/10,000th tip of a hair, which is sitting right now within the heart of the body. The body is like a car, and you, the Atma, or the spirit soul, are like the driver of the car. So when somebody's car gets very old and worn out, they take it down to the car dealer, you see. They trade it in a new model. So when your body becomes old and useless, you will trade it in a new model. If you have enough spiritual assets, you will get an eternal body which is full of bliss and knowledge, which never gets sick, which never gets old and never dies. And if you don't have sufficient pious or spiritual credits to get such a body, then you get another material body which is subject to birth, death, old age and disease. So the spirit soul is transferred out of this body and it enters into the womb of another mother to take another body. But if you become a pure devotee of Krishna, then you enter into the spiritual world where you don't have to go through a womb. You just come out again, you just come out already developed without having the hassle of being in a womb. There's no birth in the spiritual world. You don't have to be born there. So it's, what happens is up to you. If you become completely surrendered to Krishna, then you'll go to sleep and you'll wake up in the pastimes of the Lord. In some role, as a cowherd boy, a cowherd girl, a cow, a calf, a butterfly, a flute, a rock. Everything there is animate in Goloka Vrindavan. So you'll actually find yourself in a certain rasa with Krishna, which is your eternal nature, your swarup. But if you didn't have it together, if you were still hankering after something in this material world, you see, then you'll take birth here again to fulfill that desire. Okay? That's what happened. So be prepared. Krishna consciousness means be prepared for death, because it's coming at any minute. In a normal college course, they tell you exactly when the exam will be. But in this course called Life 101, the final exam is a pop quiz. That means the professor pops it on you at any time. You don't know when it's going to come. So you have to be always ready. And how do you keep yourself always ready? By always chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you're always chanting at least 16 times around the beads every day, you see, that's minimum. Keep yourself fixed. You'll at least chant around your chanting beads 16 times every day without fail. Then you'll have sufficient Krishna consciousness that if death hits you, you're ready. And you can go back to your original swarup. And not have to take birth again here in, you know, some kind of less than ideal situation. Thank you very much for your question, Prabhu. It's very much appreciated. Who else has a question? Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, I come from Europe and I noticed that here in Fiji, people are very friendly. They smile, they wave their hands, and they're very positive. But you are saying that people are suffering. So are Fijians pretending when they smile and wave, or they are suffering?
Well, from what I have heard, they're thinking, when can I get to New Zealand? It's called the grass is green on the other side of the fence, you see. The people in New Zealand are thinking, when can I go visit Fiji? The people in Fiji are thinking, when can I immigrate to New Zealand so I can get make more money, you see. Nobody is satisfied in this material world. No matter what the position someone has, they're always thinking they're not happy, they need some other position. It's very rare someone is totally satisfied. That's a Krishna conscious person. Even though it's a nice, pious village life, where you can wave at people on the road and they wave back, it's really wonderful. You don't see this in Europe, especially. In Europe, it's like some dark cloud hanging over everything, especially Eastern Europe. Like some dark cloud, you know. Really spooky kind of atmosphere compared to this. But even here, with even all the smiling and bula bula and haribo, and, you know, still people are thinking they're not happy. But they, see, there's three modes of nature: sattva-guna, rajagun, tamagun. Sattva-guna is a little happiness, you see, but that's mixed with passion and ignorance, so it's not pure happiness. Even in a more sattvic atmosphere like Abhiyuni, still people are unhappy because the tinges of passion and ignorance are there as well. The material mode of goodness means that there is passion and ignorance also there. Only in pure goodness, which is Krishna consciousness, does passion and ignorance completely become, you know, conspicuous by their absence. So even in a sattvic place like Tathayani, people are unhappy because they're afflicted by these other modes, passion and ignorance, impelling them. When am I going to get out of here? Yeah. What is it? It's a question? It's too loud? Okay. We're overdoing the mic a little bit. Alright, any other questions? Any of the Tabiuniites? So far, only the foreigners. Someone from Suva has asked questions and someone from Europe has asked questions. But none of the Tabiuniites have asked any questions. You all never ask questions here? All right. Anyone who has developed pure love for God will go back to Godhead. It's not a matter of belonging to a particular religion. You see, it's not that somebody who chants Hare Krishna will automatically go back to Godhead either. There's no shortcut. There's only one way to qualify yourself to go back to Godhead, and that is to develop pure love of God. You have only one desire, and that's to please the Lord. If you have any other desire, whether you're a Hare Krishna devotee, a Jehovah's Witness, or a Methodist, or whatever you may be, if you have some desire other than pleasing God, you see, then you will take breath again. And no matter what you may be, if you have your only desire is to please the Lord, then you will go back to God. But so far I've seen, they are not teaching pure bhakti in these other institutions outside of our movement, Hare Krishna movement. I don't see they're teaching pure bhakti. I grew up as a Christian. They were not teaching pure bhakti. They were teaching, pray to God for your material, have your material desires fulfilled. That's how I was taught as a Christian. Where they teach, where, who besides Prabhupada is teaching, and Prabhupada's followers are teaching pure bhakti? You see, practically not, doesn't exist outside of this movement. So if somebody is very serious for pure bhakti, they will want to participate in this movement, whether they're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, whatever they may be, atheist. Anybody who's interested in pure bhakti, they'll be attracted to Prabhupada's movement. That's a fact. We have Baptist ministers who are getting ready for diksha in our movement, because this is the real essence of religion. See, the idea that there are different religions is a false conception. Religion is one, to be a lover of God. And someone thinks, well, what religion do you belong to? That question is not a valid question. There's only one religion, and that is to become a pure devotee of God. You see, that is the one religion. Whether you do that while you're meditating on Jesus or Allah or whatever, that's a detail. But there's only one religion, and that is to develop pure love of God. Any other questions? Thank you very much. You're the first Tabayuniite who asked a question tonight. That's very good. We appreciate it very much. Any other Tabayuniites have questions? Another question? Do you realize that you make spiritual advancement when you ask questions? It's a great opportunity. And it's a duty. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, just approach Guru and inquire. So when Guru is there, it is your duty to inquire. That is the instruction of Krishna. So everyone should try to ask questions to deepen your understanding of Krishna consciousness. Yeah.
Yes, we are in this movement, and we've got a sarup there, in a spiritual world. So, all the sarups are just the same or different?
Here we have got the body, but in the spiritual world we have a sarup.
Sarup.
So, all the sarup is same or different?
All the what?
Sarup.
Everyone has their own individual swarup. Everyone, just like, you have not seen snow here, but the snowflakes that fall by nature's way in the cold regions, if you put them under a microscope, you will see that every snowflake is different. There are no two snowflakes that are exactly the same, and they're all very beautiful. The patterns that they make, the way they crystallize, is very, very beautiful, work of art. And everyone is entirely different. So, in the same way, there are millions and billions of different types of sarups within the five categories. Shantarash, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Within those five divisions, there are millions and billions of subdivisions. So actually, there's no two jivas who have exactly the same type of relationship with Krishna. Every single jiva has his own completely, totally unique relationship with the Lord, just like the snowflakes are different. So every sarup is different. There's no two sarups that are exactly the same. Questions more? No, ladies have any questions? You know what it says in the Bhagavad Gita? It says that intelligence is a feminine quality. So we have so many ladies here. So that means there must be great intelligence amongst the ladies, because intelligence is a feminine quality. So if you're, there must be some questions. But ladies are also shy. So therefore they're not, but you have your question, you can bring it out. It's very nice if you can bring out your question. Then we will see how it actually, yes, they're very, lady, this feminine Intelligence is indeed a feminine quality. You have any question? You have no question. So everybody is completely satisfied. Yeah. Well, that's not a philosophical question. Yeah. Most planet is Brahmaloka. Sun planet is low, is not on the same level as Brahmaloka. Brahma is the supreme planet in this world. This material world, the Brahma planet is the topmost planet. Sun planet is a subordinate planet. Sun god is under Brahmaji. Actually, the sun god is an incarnation of Narayan. We chant in the Gayatri Mantra. He's, even though he takes the position of a demigod, actually, he's an incarnation of God. So he's a very special demigod, the sun god. Described, he's actually Narayan himself. But still, we worship the original Krishna. All right, so we'll answer your question. Yes. We will have more kirtan. Since I can see you more in the kirtan than you are in the philosophy, so that's somehow or other get attached to Krishna consciousness. That's the end. So now, Her Grace Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi will lead us in kirtan.